Hello and welcome back to another episode of Something to Talk About. I hope you all had a good week and thanks for joining us again. I'm joined once again by James Upton. How are you doing this week, James? Had a good one?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. I've actually been back to work this week.
You've had to work?
Well, it was more volunteering actually because they just needed help opening this weekend for the first time. Oh, so right. I was helping out, but hopefully my volunteering won't go unnoticed. Maybe a little bonus.
No. For sure. You're still getting furlough pay then?
Yeah, I'm still getting furlough paid, but I thought, I know the owners, so I thought it'd be nice if they asked for help, so I was available.
Mm. What have I done this week?
I have
re-downloaded GTA, and I bought a cocaine farm.
I'm assuming that was on GTA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So why did you uninstall GTA?
Storage, really.
Oh, broke
boy. I've only got the 500 gigabyte
broke
one.
Broke boy.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I had to do that for a while on my Xbox. I don't know what it is. It's the lowest one. So I had to only have like 4 games on there. But I got an external hard drive, so now I can put like 20 games.
Good for you. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, before we get started, just wanted to quickly mention how you can listen to this podcast. We are now on most major streaming platforms, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, various other podcast websites, apart from Google Podcasts, and also on YouTube as well. So anywhere you like to listen to us, we should be on there if you look us up. So let's get on to the first topic of discussion this week, coronavirus news. A lot of positive news has come out this week, to be honest.
It's actually been
a new drug has come out in the UK, which is apparently going to reduce the risk of death by quite a lot. Can't remember the name. It's like dexametha something.
I couldn't tell you the name. I've heard about it, but I couldn't tell you the name.
We've also been downgraded to an alert level 3 out of 5. So that's another positive sign. And also, on the week the Premier League restarted, everything's looking positive for us, to be honest. What are you making of it all?
Yeah, I think it's definitely looking good. I mean, I don't follow football, I'm not a fan, but I'm happy to see the Premier League back. It's always nice having sports back.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of normality back again. It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's just another step back to
normal. It was quite an interesting watch because there's like no crowd there, but on Sky they put the like fake crowd noises in from like previous games.
I noticed that actually because my stepdad was watching the football and I just watched like 5 minutes and I was like, that I wasn't sure if it was just ambient noise from like the city surrounding the stadium or if it was fake crowd noise.
There was a version that had crowd noise on, and then on another channel, it didn't have crowd noise on. But watching it without crowd noise is just so boring. It's so dead.
Is it? Also, I was going to ask you about crowd noise in football because I watch UFC a lot, and obviously they've been back for, I think, just over a month. So obviously no crowd, and that's very different because you have corner men and you can hear every punch and kick land. It's very interesting to watch, but on one hand, it's cool. Because you can hear all the punches and you can hear the corner saying like, oh, like for a jab, for a kick. But you don't get that crowd reaction, especially the walkouts are funny. Because they've got their music playing and they're all psyched up, but it's all silent.
Yeah. It just feels a bit flat. And it's like no one's watching it other than you. It just feels like a bit of a dead event when there's no crowd involved.
I think when
it's a big part of sports for me.
Absolutely. It's like, I think when I was getting into some of the fights, like when you get into them, you kind of forget until like if it finishes or if there's a knockout, the guy's celebrating and and then it's just dead quiet. All the fighters were saying they can hear the commentators next to the cage commentating on their fights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how close are they? Just right next to the cage?
So I think they're like
a boxing ring.
Yeah, well, imagine if you're not familiar with the setup of UFC, imagine like a boxing ring and the commentator like a meter away from the edge of the boxing ring.
Yeah, so you see the thing that happened in New Zealand this week?
No, I don't think so.
So they completely eradicated it in New Zealand, right? And their borders weren't open, but two UK travellers flew from the UK to via Doha and Brisbane and arrived in New Zealand with the coronavirus.
Oh no.
And they arrived in New Zealand with the virus and brought it back into the country. They were meant to be checked on arrival and they weren't. So now they got the military involved on the border there. But it just got me thinking of a question. Do you think going forward, and like the future of this country in particular, do you think because of what we've been through, we're actually in a better position than countries such as New Zealand or Australia or Germany or Singapore?
You mean in terms of border restrictions?
No, like, for example, the New Zealand population has not been exposed to this virus at all. They've only had like 22 deaths there or something like that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I see
what you mean. Here, like the virus has been in circulation for a long time and it's gone around a lot of people. So
I've heard a lot of people protected from it. Yeah. Well, I've heard a lot of people saying that they thought they had it before it was even a thing. So yeah, like, I've had all these symptoms before it was even like...
saying in Italy, they found evidence that they were like researching the sewage in Italy and they found evidence to suggest it was in Italy in December last year.
Jesus. Yeah, I think I do think, yeah, it's all everyone's saying that we kind of have herd immunity now, aren't they? I think well, to a point, obviously not everyone. Mm. But yeah, like I think it went at work, we all did the temperature tests, you know, on the forehead.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone was well below it. I mean, it wasn't that warm yesterday, but still.
Oh, you did temperature tests at your work?
Yeah, before we were allowed in. Yeah.
So the point I want to make, right, is like New Zealand almost is in fear of the virus and they're constantly trying to stamp it out. Whereas here, we're like quite accepting of it now, aren't we? And we can move forward knowing it's around. We're not constantly in fear of trying to get rid of it. And I think going forward, we're in a much better position than countries like New Zealand and Australia. Even though we have messed this up completely, it's actually kind of set us up for a good path going forward, I think. We can open up our economy without any fears, really.
Yeah, I think it's odd, though, because usually you think of places like New Zealand and Australia, they tend to have a better quality of life, we think. It's not, you know, they're outside more, build up immunity to your regular diseases. It's almost the opposite has happened with us.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they do with it. But another question I wanted to ask you is, has the lockdown here actually been worth it?
I would say yes. I'm not an expert on the stats or like how many people exactly have been infected.
A virologist, I think.
Yeah. But I would like to think, well, I do think, if we didn't have the lockdown, it would have just been horrendous. Like, you see, because, I mean, weren't the US a bit late to lockdown, weren't they? A bit after us, weren't they?
Mm.
And they have their numbers... had a big old spike, but I think over here
in Brazil now,
over here, I mean, obviously, like, it's not nice for anyone to die, but we did.
Well,
I think everyone was saying, you know, everyone always goes, oh, you know, government handling it really shit, but I think now we can kind of see it's getting better. I think we've actually done all right.
I think the overall goal was to get herd immunity. I don't think that plan ever left.
No.
But my train of thought is, this virus was most like dangerous to the older generation.
And
the thing is, the economy has been destroyed by this. We don't know how it's going to bounce back, but no one does. But I don't think it'll be a quick recovery, in my opinion.
No.
So many problems have been caused to people's mental health, even physical health, like cancer patients not being able to go and get tested or, you know, get treated for that. School children are like missing out on vital years of education. And I just think if this mainly just protected old people, they're not going to be around in 20 years anyway. And like, we're going to have to live with the consequences of this for a long time. So was the lockdown worth it, or should we just isolated the vulnerable people and got on with our lives how we would have done anyway?
I think I'd like to think it has been worth it. Again, like, I'm not an expert, so I'll trust what the experts say. And I think they wouldn't have put the lockdown just for old people, I don't think, because obviously it's in the government's best interest to keep the economy going, obviously. So I don't think they would have done something purposefully knowing that it would ruin the economy, but I think it was one of those things where it was the best of bad options. I think whatever option they chose, people would have complaints about it.
But how would you feel in 20 years' time when the vulnerable people who would have been like saved by this virus are no longer on this planet and we're still trying to recover from the effects that it gave us? How would you feel then, once you know the full impact of this?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying. But again, it's like imagine the uproar there would have been if they said we're not going to lock down because it only affects old people and they're not going to be alive in 20 years. Yeah, I couldn't imagine it would go down very well over here. I feel like there would have been uproar.
Yeah, it's all a bit like if, buts, and maybes, isn't it? All because of China. And that's what I want to move on to next. China have been really, really getting on people's nerves this week. China. Is that a good Donald Trump impression?
Yeah. Yeah, just to clarify, that is a Donald Trump impression and not an impersonation of a Chinese person.
Yeah. We don't want to be banned, like, comply with me. So what they've been doing, in the like past week, right, they blame the virus on coming from Europe. They've done a cyber attack on Australia.
Jesus.
They've been trying to take the autonomy away from Hong Kong. And they basically nearly started a war, but they've killed 20 Indian military personnel on the border there in the Himalayan mountains.
Wow.
Like, this. Who do they think they are that's, like, pissing everyone off like this?
Yeah, I don't know why they're... I haven't personally heard much about this, but I don't see what they're trying to do. Like, claiming it's come from Europe, that is just pure BS. Like,
yeah, obviously.
Like, that's just... they're just waffling with that. Like, there's no truth of that. I mean, but maybe they could...
starting a war with India at this time. Like, why? You're pissing everyone off at this point. Behave yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't really keep up to date with China's current affairs.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, not much has been spoken about in the news about the India situation.
I'm surprised I haven't heard much about that cyber attack on, was it Australia, you said?
Well, I don't know if there's evidence to prove it was from China, but I think the Australian Prime Minister said they think it was from China.
Oh, it's speculations.
Yeah, but that's what their prediction was. Anyway, Should we talk about Belle Delphine?
Belle Delphine, Louis.
Oh, is that her name?
God, get it right, or the simp nation will come after you if you don't get her name right. So for anyone who doesn't know, if you don't live on the internet, Belle Delphine, the queen of the e-girls, has returned with her video, I'm Back, I believe it's called, where she does a parody of 6ix9ine's, what is it called? Gopper?
I don't know.
Something like that?
I'm just not interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's done a parody of that. And if you don't know who Belle Delphine is, where have you been for the last 2 years, really?
I've seen the memes and stuff. I just haven't really taken an interest. She just looks...
she's a massive meme.
To me. She looks...
really?
It's like, why? Like, why?
I'm not into that, like, anime thing. But I will say, I think...
that video you showed me looked disgusting.
Yeah, I think her as a person, like, I think she's an attractive girl, right? But I'm not into the whole anime look kind of child voice thing. Yeah. That's weird. Which I was actually thinking about this earlier. I wonder what she's like. Like, what is she like in real life? Like
where's she from? America?
No, she's from London.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Have you not seen
an American in the video?
That's not her. It's in the description. It's someone else who made some. Have you heard the OK Boomer song?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. It was the same person.
I'm very out of touch with the simp world.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so she's
a good thing, back. I think.
And yeah, she's got an OnlyFans That's going to make her a lot of money. I think I saw in a Memeulous video, it's £35 a month, or it might be 25.
Well, what's the going rate in that industry, though? Is that expensive?
I have no idea, but that will be for just... I'm not sure. Are you allowed to? I think it's you can go full nude on OnlyFans, can't you? There's no restrictions on there.
I initially thought OnlyFans was like dark places on Instagram or Twitch. You just like message them saying, "Oh yeah, can I pay for your
service?" No, it's a completely like what I say normal. Website. It's like a completely legit thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't do it myself.
No.
Maybe that's what we're doing wrong. We don't need to do a podcast. We need to set up an OnlyFans. That's where the real money is.
For sure. I actually would do feet. I had no problem with that.
Yeah,
legs and feet, I'd have no problem with
that. I'd do that, to be fair.
But you've got to show your face along with it.
No, I wouldn't show my face. I wouldn't do my real name.
Hmm.
But yeah, you get money out of that.
So do you agree with the whole e-girl kind of...
I mean, I don't think you can...
I don't know what you call it.
I'm not sure if you can disagree with e-girls. You can have, like, you can say if you like them or not.
Go on.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't got a problem with that e-girl culture, really. I mean, I don't follow it. I'm not into it. But I think, you know, for people like Belle Delphine, like, I'm happy for her. She's going to be making a lot of money off weirdos.
I don't know. In my opinion, it's just prostitution. That's all it is.
I think it is effectively. No, not in terms of just OnlyFans. I mean, just e-girl in general. So, that kind of, anime.
It should be illegal, I think.
You think? I was thinking, it's mad that it's a thing. Like, that's mad.
It's also sad how there's so many people paying just to see a girl nude.
Yeah, it's one so sad. Free.
Like, that, the culture that has brought this about is wrong. It's just how we got to a point where that is the done thing.
Yeah, I think it's mad. Like, literally, there's hundreds of guys. I mean, and girls, I don't know, but I think it's mainly guys who are obsessed with this girl. Yeah. They literally love her and they've never even met her.
It's wrong that, I don't know, someone goes to work in a factory for long hours every day of the week and then she's making, I don't know how much she makes, I don't know, thousands of pounds just from.
Well, I think on the Memeulous video. On the Memes video, he did a quick math sum. And he was looked at how many people had liked her most liked photo and how much it's a subscribe. And I think so far she's probably made about 21 grand.
And how long should we go?
2 days.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. It could be more because I think it was five 580, 590 likes on this thing. And he goes, there's probably more people subscribed than that. And so
can you donate on this, on Twitch?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not that clued up on it. I know that I'm pretty sure it's OnlyFans, where it's there's certain tiers. So you could be £5 is a picture in a bikini, £10 is a picture with my top off. And then you'd go £25 is full nudity, that kind of thing. I think they can set things up like that and they choose the prices. Because do you remember Will & E did the video where you paid £2,000 to Belle Delphine?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Did you not watch that one?
I kind of see this stuff online. I just never click on it.
You should have watched that. That was a great video. Anyone who doesn't know, YouTuber, commentary British YouTuber Will & E. I'm sure a lot of you watch him. He's great. This was over a year ago. The top tier on Belle Delphine's thing was £2,000 and he was I'll do anything you want. So he paid her £2,000 and got her to I think basically slag off Morgs's mum. He subbed to Will & E.
I know all about that.
Yeah.
So, who would you simp for? Would you simp for anyone?
Would I simp for anyone? I was talking about someone the other day. Who was it? Right, let me look at the phone. It's a weird first name. Anais Gallagher. I think that's how you say it. A-N-A-I-S. She's Noel Gallagher's daughter.
All right.
I find her quite attractive, really.
Let's see a picture.
All right, so I'll show this to Louis on our Zoom call. Obviously, you won't be able to see this if you're listening.
You can look her up, obviously, if you're that tempted.
Right, I'll show you a cute one and a more of a saucy one. She's our age, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So she's an e-girl, is she?
No. She's just a normal girl.
Noel wouldn't be approving of that.
No, I think she's a little bit... She's obviously being son of a Gallagher. Daughter, sorry. Not a son. Well, I don't think she has a penis. I think she's a little bit edgy, but no. She's short as well, so that's a tick in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the only people I'd sit for is my dog and the queen.
The queen. The queen.
I'm clean. I'm very clean. I respect myself.
Not even your girlfriend. You forgot about her, didn't you?
I don't have to simp if she's my girlfriend, do I?
I think you have to be a bit of a simp sometimes.
All right, I'll take that on board. I will start simping.
Start simping. Comment. You got a comment on our next Instagram photo. Ooh, ooh, my queen.
Is that a regular comment?
The
on
finger.
Ego?
You got to do the. You got to do the shy finger thing.
What does that mean?
You not know that the shy. Anybody doesn't know. You know the shy finger thing where you do like the sort of two L's of your finger and you point them together. That means shy. Yeah. It's like, have you not seen that?
Yeah. That's like an anime thing, isn't it?
I don't know where it's from. I just know it means shy.
There's. Shall we move on to a question that we've received from last week's podcast?
Yes, we have received a question from an email.
We have. And this email will remain anonymous. All your emails will. We won't say anyone's names.
I mean, unless you want to shout out, I guess we can shout people out.
Unless you want to promote your e-girl channel, we can do that for you.
I don't think this person has an e-girl channel.
Well, she can let us know if she does. Right. What are our opinions on makeup, James? That's what she wants to know.
I'm assuming that question just means what are our opinions on... Shall we word the question as makeup on girls or makeup as a whole?
I think as a whole. Okay.
So I will start off by saying... We'll start off by just on girls. That's simple. I'm not saying this just to be another guy who says it, but I genuinely think girls look better with no to less makeup on.
Yeah,
I can't.
There's a fine line. It's a very fine line. Like, some girls are just plain ugly without makeup, if I'm fully honest.
Well, yeah, like anyone. Some lads are just plain ugly.
But loads and loads of girls, the majority of them, overdo it. Like, you need a good amount on to, like, you know, spark yourself up a little bit. But not.
Yeah, nothing wrong with you. Make it an effort.
I call it face paint. They literally paint their faces a different colour.
Yeah,
they all have a go at Donald Trump for looking orange. They're as guilty as he is.
Yeah. I think definitely too much makeup is a big turn off.
I feel like some girls, right, you could like scrub your finger on their face and you could like peel off a whole clump of makeup and just have
it looks like wax.
Yeah.
Well, there's loads of girls like that.
It really loads of girls does, like from... eat me out with it.
There's loads of girls who we went to school with, and like you see them on Instagram, like I know they're a perfectly good looking girl, and then they're just covered.
Yeah.
It makes them look worse.
There's some that aren't good looking.
Well, yeah, obviously. Like, there's some
girls that look like actually quite good with makeup on, and then you see them without makeup, and they're like,
think that's another problem then, because that's just fate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like just be yourself. Like, you're never going to get a boyfriend, really, if you. Like caking yourself in makeup, are you? Like,
and if you do,
when you're not, like, they're going to see you without makeup at one point.
He's definitely going to lie if he says you look better without it. If you're one of those,
Like, if you pull them on a night out or something, and they've like got a ton of makeup on, and then you see them pulling one, and they've got nothing on. It is a bit disgusting. You remember at school, right? Like, you get like these really spotty girls. Like, I was a spotty guy, right? And I couldn't hide. I couldn't hide any of my spots. They were just there. Like, I couldn't coat them with makeup or anything. But girls, they were...
You could if you wanted to.
I could. I could be anyone I like to be. But girls would... I think it's foundation that they call it, but...
Yeah.
They'd paint their face in foundation and they'd cover the spots up. But I found that worse because Like, you'd see the spots underneath the makeup, and I found that disgusting.
I think it depends how bad the spots are, really. Like, obviously, some you can just cover up. But, like, yeah. I know what you mean. When you can see it's, like, bumpy.
Yeah.
I completely get that it's, like, a self-conscious thing, and there's a lot of pressure on girls to, you know, look.
That is true.
I completely get that. But I'm just saying, in terms of a personal point of view, I think a majority of guys are like this, and I think girls need to know, like, we prefer it natural, really.
Yeah, well, you get the real person there, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But what do you think about it on boys?
So I think this is a bit more of a controversial topic, obviously, because I don't think it should be, but I think it is. I think, like, guys, I'm not into it, but I think guys can wear makeup if they want. Because I think, like, who really
decides? Any makeup or just certain kinds of makeup?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think there's that argument of, like, who decided that makeup was for girls. Like, if you think about when makeup was first, like, used back in, like, old, like, ancient times. Like, yeah. Back in, like, Victorian times, like, kings would wear makeup.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think...
Yeah. I think, like, eyeshadow is one I think is all right on men. I think they can get away with that.
Like, I sort of...
I wouldn't do it, but...
No, I wouldn't wear makeup, and I've had, like...
I think men look better without makeup, but I'm saying, like, if you wanted to, yeah. I think that's...
Oh, yeah,
that's
I've got no problem with it. Yeah, I've got a mate who occasionally will put a bit of, like, eye makeup on, but, like, he's sort of more into, like, the punk kind of look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've had a friend that's a girl ask if they can do makeup for me, and I was like, yeah, go on then. I stopped after, like, 2 minutes because I didn't like the feeling of it on my skin.
Were you scared you were becoming a simp?
No. it was my mate's girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't like the feel of it on my skin, like, because she actually does it as, like, her sort of, like, she's like a bit of an influencer, kind of. She's got a pretty big following with makeup. But yeah, I didn't like the feeling of it on my face. I just felt like it just felt sticky.
Yeah. I always look at girls and think, I feel like, you know, if you're, like, wearing a white t-shirt or something, like, if they lied on you, they'd stain it.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Another issue I have with it is, like, all girls look the same. Especially, yeah. Well, I don't know,
I think a
lot of them look the same.
Because they all sort of do, like, the same, like, techniques and styles of makeup, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, with my girlfriend, she's already, like, she doesn't need to put foundation on stuff because she's got brown skin anyway, so she's already a nice colour for her. I mean,
yeah,
she's not like pasty white that she wants to.
Oh yeah, is that a thing as well? Like, I mean, I don't really know, but I feel like girls, like, darker girls, don't really tend to use as much makeup, do they?
Well, all she does is use eyeliner, I think, and, like, eyeshadow.
Yeah,
that's all she does. That looks good enough. I think she doesn't even need to do any more than that. And I mean, if she put foundation on, you wouldn't even know any difference with it. But she looks fine. She looks fine without makeup as well.
I mean, I haven't really met your girlfriend many times, but she doesn't seem like she wears a lot of makeup.
Nah, she doesn't. She's not into that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Which is a good thing. Because I find her quite unique. She doesn't look like every other teenage girl around.
Yeah, well, so I have a younger sister who's 15, so she's kind of getting to that age of, like, trying to make herself look nice for boys and that. And luckily, she's not one of those that, like, cakes herself in makeup because she's not really into that. But, like, she has, like, her friends will come over and they'll just be, like, all eyebrows done, like, hair all straightened, makeup on, like, they're literally just staying over.
Yeah, like,
they're just staying in the house. Like, they're going to watch some movies with some friends, like, chat shit. And, like, why are you wearing all that makeup?
That's what I found weird about this lockdown. Like, why do girls, like, wake up in the morning and decide, oh, yeah, I've got to put my makeup on just to stay in my living room or bedroom? What's the point?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I mean, I've just been wearing, like, shit clothes, really.
Yeah.
in my hair will sort of just be all, like, if my hair's all sticking up and I'm just at home, I'll be like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I, like, put water in my hair and like burn my fingers through it. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, it's in, like, I'll have a shower and it will flatten it down, but then if it's not like neat, I'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. Hmm. Anything else you want to add on your opinions on makeup?
Okay, here's a question related to makeup. What do you think about the whole, like, makeup, how it's, like, you can make a career off it now? So, you know, like, you kind of, like, your James Charles, like, Jeffree Star, those kind of people who are, like... It's funny that I can't actually name a woman who is famous for it.
Surely all of them.
Who's that one that James Charles had beef with? Tatty or something like that?
I don't know. It's just not my scene at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, anyway, so what are your thoughts on, like, people making careers out of just, like, doing makeup, basically? James Charles is minted.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't annoy, there's nothing wrong with it. It just annoys me that people actually work hard for stuff. And
yeah. Like, I think part of it is down to, like, James Charles, obviously, like, he's not just he's not like some untalented guy who just does makeup. He's like, he's got something about him. Like, you know, he's got charisma. He's good on camera. He can, like, play up to the fans.
Avoid that kind of thing.
I don't watch him, but, like, you can tell, like, there's something. He's got something about him. He's not just it's not just a thing that anyone could do. It's like, he's got,
yeah, I guess that's true.
That's why he's got such a big following, because he's got something about him.
I just find it lazy. Like, have you seen that video of Addison Rae just going, if you work hard enough, you can be anything you want to be. And, like, she's a flipping TikTok star. All she has to do is film a TikTok a day, and she makes an absolute ton.
She gets, like, 8 million likes. So she gets, like, 8 million likes for just standing still and just moving her arms about to the beat of a song.
It's just, we seem to be, like, moving into a time where if you look good and you are good on camera, you're successful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, Addison Rae is definitely a 10 out of 10, but would I simp? I wouldn't say I'd simp. I'd say, like,
Gallagher's daughter.
Yeah, but don't tell
Noel,
him
if
that.
You're listening.
Noel, yeah. I'll fight you.
Why don't you get in touch with our mate and he can...
Yeah, yeah.
He knows Noel, doesn't he?
I think he did a thing for Liam. For a little bit of quick context, we have a mate who just sort of like a sound engineer, and he did a show with Liam Gallagher, which was pretty cool, at the Peaky Blinders Festival in Birmingham.
Well, maybe you can get Liam to talk to Noel.
He can get Oasis back together.
Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up there. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up at Oasis getting back together.
Make sure you send your questions in again for next week. We'd love to have some more in. And also make sure you're subscribing on our YouTube channel and all Spotify and Apple, and making sure you're rating it and all that good stuff.
Do you want to tell the lovely people the email address?
So it turns out the email we said last week was wrong. We hadn't actually made it, so it was taken. The real email address is somethingabouttalking@gmail.com.
So, all lowercase, is that correct?
All lowercase, yes. Also, you can send your questions in via Twitter, and you can be heard that way. We've only got 2 followers at the moment, one being me, so make sure you're getting on that Twitter.
The other one isn't me, because I don't have Twitter.
Yeah. It's dying. That's dying. Anyway, let's wrap it up, shall we?
Yeah, see you guys.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.